This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between, and they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino.
The Festival de Sainagua is like the Woodstock of Palo music. Sainagua is in San Cristobal, and people from all the regions of Dominican Republic goes there to perform with their Palo group. When I saw it the first time, and the dancing and everything together, I was like super impressed, like, oh my God, how I don't know about this. So that's why I started experimenting with the Dominican roots music. And that's why I say this is kind of the real Dominican music.
From Futuro Media, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Around the globe, people often think of Dominican music as being either merengue or bachata. But there's another side of Dominican music that doesn't get as much airtime. It's known as Afro-Dominican roots music. The group Yacer Tejeda and Palo Tre are hoping to change that. They combine local traditional folkloric sounds like palo and sarandunga with jazz and rock to create fusions that celebrate the island's heritage. They're adding a new spin to local sounds and hoping to reimagine what it means to be Dominican, one beat at a time. One of the singles from their latest album is titled Amor Arrayano, and it's about a cross-border love story between a Haitian man and a Dominican woman. In this edition of How I Made It, the band leader and guitarist Yacer Tejeda tells us about his personal journey of learning about his country's diverse musical landscape and about his band's collaboration with Grammy-winning artist Vicente Garcia for the song Amor Arrayano.
The music that I make with my group Yacer Tejeda y Palo Tre is a fusion of Dominican roots music with jazz, funk, rock, and all of my influences together. Siente este ritmo, que es de nuestra isla. Palos caribeños, fuente infinita. In this album, we call it Quijombo because we want to celebrate Dominican heritage and Dominican culture. Quijombo means a gathering and a celebration in the countryside of Dominican Republic. It's a gathering where people get together, play drums, they drink, they dance, and it can be for multiple reasons. It can be for religious reasons, it can be mostly for a party, it can be for when somebody dies or funerary events. Dominican Republic and Haiti share culture together. Every place of Dominican Republic that has sugarcane fields around, known as batelles, they celebrate Gaga. At the same time it's celebrated in Haiti. in Semana Santa, in the Holy Week. This music, it's been marginalized in Dominican Republic. It's been hidden for a while because some people, they don't accept this type of music, like the music we make in, that is mixing with palo music. Or congos de Villamella. Or gaga or sarandunga. So that's why I say it's like a hidden treasure, because in Dominican Republic, in every region, you have different styles, different celebrations, and different way of playing, dancing, and it's so rich culturally. The connection that I feel with the music is excitement, and that's what made me learn more about this music. It's a connection that I can't explain. It could be even like a little bit spiritual. It can be something that lights inside my body that is like, wow, like exciting every time I hear it. And that can be because maybe part of my family used to celebrate this, but I didn't knew about this till I put my first album together. And I put it out and I play it to my family from my mother's side. And I saw all my tías dancing the way you dance palo. And I was like, how you guys know about this? He was like, yeah, your grandfather used to do fiestas de palo for the Holy Spirit. So I think there's like a connection there. Amor Arayano is a song in the album Quijombo, and it's a collaboration that I did with Vicente Garcia.
Desde que no la veo, no me he vuelto a enamorar. Tengo un caño en el dedo de trabajar para cruzar.
Arayano means the people that live close to the border between Haiti and Dominican Republic, and means that people that come from ancestry of Haitian and Dominican. If you have parents that are Haitian and Dominican, they are called Arayanos. And the story of this song is this guy that lives in Haiti and has his partner that she's Dominican, and she has to go to Dominican Republic, but he can't go because he doesn't have the right papers to cross the border and stay with her. We make this love song, putting that the border conflict, and mostly the conflict is politics, and people from the elite, they don't want to know about that, and that's why sometimes the Afro-Dominican rhythms or Dominican roots rhythms, some of the people in Dominican Republic, they reject it because they say, oh no, that music is Haitian. Our music is merengue and bachata. And that's why we're trying to include Haiti and the border and Arayanos, because not that many people talk about this community of Arayanos. So I decided, okay, I'm going to write like a super slow song. And I started playing the chords that you can hear in Amor Arayano. They came all together like at once. After I have the chords and the harmony, I was like, the perfect rhythm that goes with this is Congo de Villamella. This rhythm is actually Patrimonio Cultural de la Humanidad de la UNESCO. And it's been around Dominican Republic 300 years. And this rhythm, because of the universal clave, is ta 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 ta. The clave goes with everything. I was like, okay, I'm gonna put the clave and then make the conguito comes. It's small percussion that do the ping ka ping ka ping ka ping ka ping pa ping pam pip. And then the Congo Mayor. So that's the conguito, and then the Congo Mayor. Put it all together, and it'll be a Congo de Villamella. After, added the drums, then guitars, bass. So I had this song already recorded. And I was like, I think I want to hear melody and somebody singing, like a male singer. But I don't know. I don't want to sing it. I want somebody that comes, write the lyrics with me, and like figure it out.
Hace un tiempo fue el deseo, y hoy es la necesidad. Tengo un callo aquí en mi pecho.
Vicente Garcia is a friend from a long time. We actually made our first band together when we had like 14 years old, 15, playing hardcore and rock music. And I was like, Vicente, I have this song. What do you think? You want to put lyrics and melody? He was like, yo, I love it. So the collaboration started there, and it's now what it is, Amor Arayano.
Amor que en mi pecho no tiene bandera.
This lyric, Vicente wrote it, and basically, when he say, amor que en mi pecho no tiene bandera, is love that in my chest doesn't have a flag. Love doesn't have color, doesn't have religion.
No tiene color, religión ni frontera.
And then he said, no tiene color, religión ni frontera. It doesn't have color, religion, or borders. There's no limits for love. And that's a good way to put like the border situation as a love song.
Papa le va.
The chorus are saying, Papa le va. So mentioning Papa Legba as a deity that is shared in Haiti and in Dominican Republic in a popular religion, the religion that is practiced in the countryside of Dominican Republic. In this song, Amor Arayano, they break up because she has to go to Dominican Republic.
Papa le va.
So he's asking Papa le va to open the path so he can cross to Dominican Republic and be with the love of his life. Everywhere in the world, they're having problems with borders. And the love make it a little bit sweeter in a way, but then bitter in the way that they can see each other again because of a border, because of paper, because of rules, politics. And that's why we're trying to bring it together in this song, Amor Arayano, to express it to the world that in Dominican Republic, Haitians and Dominicans are living this the same as people in the world are struggling with borders. We in the end are sharing the same world. In Haiti and Dominican Republic, they're sharing the same island. All these things that happen because of race, because of religion, we are human beings.
No tiene color, religión ni frontera. Papa le va, papa le, papa le va. Esto es amor arayano.
The words of the band leader and guitarist for the Dominican fusion band, Yacer Tejeda and Palotre. Their latest album, Quijombo, is out now. And dear listener, we have a special treat for you today. Yacer Tejeda and Palotre recently came by our office for our Live from Latino USA series. Here's Yacer Tejeda and Palotre singing their song, Nuestras Raíces, live from our offices in Harlem, USA.
Thank you.
If you'd like to see more of Yacer Tejeda and Palo Tre, head over to our website, latinousa.org, for the full performance at our offices. This episode was produced by Amanda Alcantara and Ginny Montalvo, and edited by Sofia Paliza Carr. The Latino USA team includes Miguel Macias, Antonia Cerejido, Janice Yamoka, and Alisa Escarce, with help from Joanne DeLuna. Our engineers are Stephanie LeBeau and Julia Caruso. Additional engineering this week by Leah Shaw. Our production manager is Natalia Fidelholtz. Our interns are Julia Inés Esparza and Julia Rocha. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. If you like the music you heard on this episode, stop by latinousa.org and check out our weekly Spotify playlist. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, I'll see you on all of our social media. Ciao.
Funding for Latino USA's coverage of A Culture of Health is made possible in part by a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Latino USA is made possible in part by the Annie E. Casey Foundation creates a brighter future for the nation's children by strengthening families, building greater economic opportunity, and transforming communities. And W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
Claro, esa es la parte heavy de esto. Oh, es con countdown.
5, 4, 3.
Hay que grabarla ella para los bloopers.
Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between, and they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino.